This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Jones and Keefe is brought to you by Shaw's. It's our market, perfecting the art of fresh.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Will Minnesota trade Joe Ryan?
Nah, I don't think so. It lines up with Crochet last year. Same sort of deal, right? So you go back to last trade deadline. The Red Sox tried to get Crochet. A lot of teams tried to get Crochet. The asking price was like, yeah, give us Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony and some other people. I mean, this is the way of the world when it comes to these sort of pitchers at the trade deadline. Brendan Gomes of the Dodgers, get ready for the sick brag drop again.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast, and he said, he told me, he's like, in the offseason, our goal, because they had this shock and awe offseason, like, our goal is to get to the trade deadline where we don't need anything, because it's 3X for what you're going to have to pay normally. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about a guy like Joe Ryan, that's what we're dealing with. Is we look at the Garrett Crochet deal and how much they gave up. Well, if they traded for Garrett Crochet at the deadline a few months earlier, it would have been more than that, and that's what you're talking about.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
All right, welcome into a Friday edition of Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. You just heard Rob Bradford from our show yesterday talking about the trade deadline, which is now less than 2 weeks away. Who may or may not be available. But I do got to start real quick, Bill. Nobody likes a complainer.
Okay.
Nobody likes a complainer.
On a Friday.
I know. Well,
starting off a Friday with a complaint.
So this is what happened. So it is Friday. So I said, you know what? It's going to be a little treat yourself Friday.
I'm in.
I'm going to get myself a smoothie. I'm going to start the day with a smoothie.
All right.
I'm not going to.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm not going to. And they're expensive. And so this is part of the problem. So I got a smoothie today.
Doesn't sound like you at all.
Money bags.
No, I know. Well, it's treat yourself Friday, Nick. And so I got one of these ones. It's like peanut butter. It even has like espresso in it. So it's sort of like a coffee type of thing. And I've gotten it from this place before, and it's excellent. It was so watery. And it wasn't because it was left out. It's not like one of those situations where I ordered ahead and it was like waiting for me. But I got it, and it was like a big, giant glass of milk. And yeah. I was like, this is not a smoothie.
Bro, it wasn't thick enough.
Not at all. And I feel like there's... As far as disappointments go, that's right up there.
So too much ice, you think, in the blender?
It could have been.
Yeah.
Because it was just like watered down. I was like, this is so upsetting.
Was it bad or
yes.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, of course, because you're expecting like
Did you finish it? Do you still have it with you?
Oh, I drank the whole thing.
Oh, thank you.
I drank the whole thing.
You paid for it.
You paid for it.
And I was like 100%, but that's the thing. I'm like, it's expensive enough where you're like, all right, now I'm kind of mad about this. And I don't know. I know it's hot out there, but it's not. Today wasn't one of those like 100-degree days.
No, today was like the first like comfortable day in a few days.
Yeah. I didn't leave it in the sun.
And right. It wasn't like you placed the order and they were expecting you to pick it up at
no,
this
I literally
time
like the person handed it to me. So it wasn't like it was sitting out anywhere in like the tray like for the to go or anything.
That person just had really warm hands.
Yeah, like, oh, you melted the whole thing. So I took like a couple sips. So like, this isn't getting any better. And then I drank it incredibly fast, hoping that it would be better.
Pinched your nose.
Yeah, it's like, terrible.
That bad.
So that was a tough start. It was a tough
That's
start.
That's a tough way to start a Friday.
Brutal.
Especially like, did you plan this last night? Was that one of those things where,
like, I'm going to get a smoothie tomorrow.
Like, you woke, like, at some point last night, you're like, you know, I'm going to treat myself to a smoothie.
Yes. And nice. I'm going to start the weekend off on a high note.
Right. You went to bed thinking this morning was going to be awesome.
I could taste it.
Yeah, right.
The night before, I'm like, yeah, this is
I know. That's
good.
Disappointing.
Sucks. So anyway, that's where my head's at. Hopefully everybody else is having a better start to their Friday and to their weekend. It's not as hot. The heat wave, I think, is broke, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to, the humidity is supposed to kick up a little bit on Sunday, but I think the next couple days is supposed to be really nice, bright, and comfortable.
Okay. All right. I like that. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Red Sox start the second half today. Day game. We have day baseball, so we will take you right up until the pregame. Sox and Cubs from Wrigley Field.
Right, not only day baseball from Wrigley.
Yes.
Wrigley should only play day games.
How it's meant to
That's
be.
That's one of my takes I've had.
It's a good take. Get rid of the lights.
Get rid of night games in Chicago.
Only day games.
It's just you look at Chicago, and when there's a night game, if there's like an ESPN national game, you're like, it just doesn't feel right.
No. Get Brian Bay would have to stay away. The only day games? It's like I could never pitch there. No thanks. Cubs are good. Cubs have third best record in baseball. They got my guy Kyle Tucker. They got Pete Crow Armstrong, a couple of all-stars in the outfield. So they're a really good team. This is a test. So the Red Sox, one of the things that people were trying to like poke holes in is, the schedule. The schedule wasn't very tough. They did sweep the Rays. They've won 10 in a row. Yeah, the Rockies were in there, but so be it. Still 10 straight wins is impressive. So will they be able to keep that up? I don't think they're going to, you know, win out, but if they can keep stacking some of these series on top of each other, trade deadline less than 2 weeks away, prove that they are a team worth investing in. You got Chicago for three, Philadelphia for three, Dodgers for three. That's nine tough games.
Yep.
But if they go 5-4 over that stretch, I think everybody would take
They'll take it, absolutely. And I can't remember who had it up there, but the Red Sox have one of the toughest schedules for the second half.
Makes sense.
Top two, top three team, I think, when it comes to a tough schedule. So, yeah. And we know Cora kind of struggles a little bit in the second half
big
lately.
Time. Yeah,
I think
big
it's
time.
An easy way to put it. So, excited to get it started and hope they can keep some momentum. It's tough to keep momentum after a four-day break.
I know. That's what I wonder. Is like they couldn't have been hotter. Saydon Rafaela, Trevor Story, the guy pitching today, Lucas Giolito, the guy pitching tomorrow, Brian Bello. All couldn't have been hotter going into the break. Crochet and Bregman both decided to take the break off and say, hey, thanks for the acknowledgement for the All-Star game, but we're going to not play so we can be rested and ready to go. So they're in a good spot. The schedule is tough. They got Houston a couple of times coming up. But again, I don't think they're a team that you just look at the schedule and say, oh, the tough team's coming up there in trouble, and like they'll definitely beat the bad teams. That wasn't really their MO for the first half of the season. They struggled against the Angels. They only took 4 out of 7 against the Chicago White Sox. I think the same thing with the Orioles, too, right? Like they didn't dominate the bad teams, but then they have a really good record against the Rays. They got a really good record against the Yankees. You know, nobody gives them credit for the series over the Reds. The Reds have 50 wins, right. Like they're a winning team. So I like where they're at. I am curious, though, what this trade deadline could be, because I was really excited. We had the list of starting pitchers that might be on the move, and we were going over that late last week. And then when we had Bradford on yesterday, he's like,
I felt like he shot a lot of it down.
Yeah,
he burst that bubble on Joe Ryan.
Yes, 100%.
But I feel like anybody else we mentioned, he was just kind of like, meh.
No. He's like, do you want Charlie Morton? I was like,
no.
I don't. Well, I want Charlie Morton. Not now. Not in 2025. So that's what I want to see, is how aggressive will Breslow be? Because I'm sure John Henry is less interested in the prospects that are being traded than he would be, all right, what's the final line? Like, how much money am I spending on this team?
Right.
So if they have to offer another prospect in order to get, say, Nathan Eovaldi back, all right, like I'll do that.
Right, because, again, is Eovaldi going to take it out of your top five prospects?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? It's a prospect, but it's not, an elite one.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I also think they should be willing to be super aggressive when it comes to the farm system, because Roman Anthony's 21 years old. He's already on your major league roster. Marcelo Meyer's 22. He's already on your major league roster. You got Saydon Rafaela is young. Bello is. You got a bunch of young guys that are already on this team. So if you have to dip into single A and double A, okay.
So
yeah, go ahead. Go for it. They should be aggressive. I wonder if the struggles of the last few years should motivate them.
Should.
It's hard to tell with John Henry. It's hard to tell what he wants to do.
Because they're just so plain personalities. They don't talk with any real excitement.
No.
They don't project excitement or aggressiveness. It's just kind of like, well, these are what the numbers are, and this is what we're going to do. So as a fan, it's tough to get on board to be like, all right, these guys are going to do this.
And we've heard it before, too. Like, we've heard, you know, Sam Kennedy comes on the station every couple of weeks on with Greg's show, and you know, he maintains they're just as interested in winning now as they have been before. But you're like, we can kind of see. Like, it's very clear. Like, that's not the case. You know, I don't think anybody was going to be as into it as they were in 03, 04. Like, that's understandable. But you do have a team that is worth investing in. Mm-hmm. I mean, they proved it. They were teetering. And after the Devers trade, you know, it took them a minute. They won their first game after Devers, but then they had the losing streak. And you're like, oh, man, like this season's kind of falling apart on us.
Right.
And then they went on this 10-game heater. And so can they keep that up, specifically with a guy like Lucas Giolito, who's on the mound today, who, whether they add a starting pitcher or not, is going to have to be really important. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a 3.36 ERA. 6-1.
6-1.
Yeah, the guy's been fantastic this year. He had that one horrible outing. When was that? Back in early June. He gave up 7 earned runs in an inning and 2/3. And since then,
Thank you, Nick.
Or Joe. Since then, he's given up 3 total runs in, I think it's like 6 starts.
He's been lights out.
He's been better than that. Like he's been incredible. So I guess we went over this a little bit yesterday. You know, which guys are kind of playing over expectations, and are they going to be able to do that the rest of the year? He is one of those guys. Like he for sure is.
Right, like right behind Chapman, he might be like the poster boy for that.
Yeah, you're like, okay, this guy's killing it. Can he keep it up? And I wonder if part of Breslow's, you know, thought process for the deadline is, yeah, this is great, but we can't really rely on it. Mm-hmm. And maybe even the same with Bayo, and that's why it's even more important to go out and get a number two starter. But once again, going back to what Bradford said, is if last year at this time, Garrett Crochet trade conversations were for Anthony and Meyer, like, are teams really serious about trading their guys, or are they just... Because you would think, all right, if trade them now, or you wait till the offseason, they're like, well, you get more in the offseason. Well, clearly not. Mm-hmm. It ended up just being for, I mean, not just, but it was Kyle Teal and a few other prospects. So I guess, you know, what's the motivation for Minnesota to trade a Joe Ryan, or what's the motivation for the Diamondbacks to trade some of their starters or whatever else it might be? I guess.
Right. Would the Twins add at the deadline knowing that we have 2 more years of Joe Ryan, so we have to put something around him? Or do you just ship him off and be like, all right, let's start fresh?
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, they're out of it, but. So you look at it for the Twins. They are 11.5 out of the division. So that ship has sailed. But for the wild
that
card.
That division's garbage, by the way.
It's
too.
Just like, the Tigers.
Right.
I think they were the only division where.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat, Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
What is it? Oh, the Tigers are the only team in June that had more than 10 wins in that division.
I think they're also the only division in baseball that has one team with a winning record. It's just the Tigers.
And so, last year, wasn't it the opposite, where they all were decent?
Well, not the White Sox, but I think the other four were.
Well,
I think you're right.
Up on the White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox aren't even really a team.
27 games out.
27 games out.
The White Sox.
Yeah, it's terrible. So the Twins are 4 games out of a wild card spot. They're 2 games under 500. So you'd think that they would be a seller. They haven't been linked to Jaron Duran, but Jaron Duran's name keeps popping up in all these different trade rumors.
It's always San Diego.
We want him. You're like, okay, relax.
Another report out of San Diego. Let me guess, Duran. Yeah.
You want Duran? Oh, is that right? You want Jaron Duran? So I saw another one. This is from CBS Sports. It was from a gentleman I'm unfamiliar with. Apologies to him. But he was throwing a lot of different trade possibilities out there. And he had one, another Jaron Duran one, but not to San Diego, but to Cleveland for Emmanuel Class A. I got the free jersey. So if they do trade for Class A, I will wear that jersey, obviously, every day. However,
every day.
I will never take it off. But Jaron Duran, forget Class A, for example. So he's a reliever for the Guardians. Would you trade Jaron Duran for a reliever?
No.
No way in hell.
And now after Bradford yesterday, hesitant to trade Duran just based on how he said
how the locker room
would react to getting rid of Duran.
Yeah.
I never thought twice about it, you know, but he's there. He sees how these guys interact with each other. The fact that he's like, dude, if you get rid of Duran, there's going to be an issue.
He's like, you need damage control.
Right. Any momentum that you've built from life after Devers, you're just going to remove it based on how Rob felt about it.
And Rob also agreed with us that starting pitching more important than relief
everything.
Pitching.
Yeah.
But yet a lot of these national writers, when they're looking at fringe playoff teams or wild card teams, and they're saying what they need to add, the Red Sox are linked to a lot of relievers. Like Ryan Helsley was one of them. Now Class A, who, by the way, this year was not an all-star. The previous 3 years he was. He had 42 saves, led the league, 44 saves, led the league, 47 saves, led the league. Last year he had a .61 ERA and finished third in the Cy Young.
Nuts.
Guy is filthy. This year he's not as good, but a .291 ERA. Righty, throws gas. Two times Rolaids relief man.
Of course.
I guess they call it now the Rivera relief man, but not here.
Us.
Not on this show. But no, that's another one. Like I would reject that. And I've now gone to the point where I don't even think I'm going to trade Duran for anything. Because like what you were saying, like I think if you want to upgrade the team, you still can. You don't have to trade Duran. But it does lead into a pretty interesting question that is going to have to be answered at some point by the Red Sox. And that is, what do you do with all your outfielders for 2026 and beyond? You know, like where do you go with Rafaela, Anthony, Duran, Abreu? I think for the rest of this year, let Cora figure it out.
Mm.
But you can't have all four of those guys on the roster, can you? Like starting next year?
No. I mean, I guess it all depends if how you want to use your DH.
Yeah.
You know, so that at least gives you a fourth body to work with and mix into a rotation of let this guy get some rest while this guy takes some hacks and stuff like that. So you can at least limit it to four if you want to keep the DH between those positions.
Yeah, it's interesting because Cora had the comment about Roman Anthony's 21 years old. He can't be a DH right now.
Right.
But then you have Seidon Rafaela, who is a Gold Glove center fielder. You have Willier Abreu, who's a Gold Glove right fielder. And then Jaron Duran isn't great defensively, but he'd be a strange DH, right? Like, he's never even done that. Like, you kind of want him in the field, too, I guess. But I don't know.
But that's the thing. We also come from a time where the DH were big,
just
hulking.
Hosses. I guess you could have Duran.
And it's just different how it is now with baseball, where it's, I hate using the term positionless, where it's, you got these little guys that can DH. It's not what it used to be. You used to, back in the day when we grew up, all your power came from the foul lines. It was the corners of each position, you know? And now you see, like, again, Duran as a DH, it doesn't feel right. Even Yoshida as a DH didn't feel
weird.
Right.
He's a slap hitter.
Right.
So, well, that's another guy that you still have on the roster for now, too, which is sort of creating not necessarily a log jam, but just you have players that want to and maybe should be in the lineup every day that can't be. I think we just stumbled onto something. Maybe Duran should be the DH. That way he doesn't have to worry about people yelling at him in the outfield. So you take that part of it out, and then you just let him work on hitting and running.
Give them something to focus on.
I think we figured it out. I think we cracked
just
the case.
Solved the problem.
Yeah.
What a way to start the second half. There's your answer.
Durant DH. Nailed it.
You can join the program today, 617-779-7937. Fitzy's going to join us today at high noon. We lead you into Red Sox pregame as the Sox open up the second half this afternoon. We'll probably get in the lineup at some point soon, too, Nick.
We'll get the lineup
ready. But it is Sox and Cubs today. First pitch, 2:20 here on WEEI. We'll get into what they should be doing between now and the deadline. Can Alex Cora keep making all the players happy on this team? They have a lot of guys that probably should be playing. They can't all play every day. How can he juggle the lineup from here through the rest of the season unless they make a trade? Right now, though, it's Billy Lanny with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox in their 10-game winning streak return from the All-Star break this afternoon to begin a 3-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. First pitch from Wrigley is at 2:20. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox against the Cubs' Colin Ray. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil at 1:20. The Boston Celtics improved to 3-1 in Summer League action after last night's 87-78 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Jordan Walsh led Celtics scorers with 17 points. This season's Summer League schedule will continue on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks. According to Sham Sharani, a 9-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trailblazers. The deal is expected to include a player option in 27-28 and a no-trade clause, according to Adam Schefter. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt has become the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history for the second time after reaching an agreement on a 3-year, $123 million contract extension, including $108 million fully guaranteed. NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. has resigned, ending his 2-year stint as the leader of the union. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution host Orlando City SC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.